Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. We got a special friend coming up for you right now. Our good friend Doug Bear. He's back on the show. Doug is coming up on 11-year member of our Brain Trust. He is the program manager at the Global Knowledge Center, which is part of the U.S. Commercial Service, which is part of the Department of Commerce. And Doug has done so much for us over the years, helping us understand how to promote our businesses outside the four walls of the United States of America and focus on exporting, grow our business that way. And he's here with more of that. Doug Berry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Boy, that Global Knowledge Center, it's a mouthful.
I know. It sounds pretty it sounds pretty impressive, but it also sounds kind of presumptuous. I mean, we're expecting some serious knowledge out of you today. Did you get smarter, Doug? Is that what happened?
Well, not really. It was sort of the man behind the curtain, pulling the levers and a lot of smoke.
And
I tease my boss and I say, what we really should have called it was the Intergalactic Center for the Study of Everything.
Exactly. No, that I like that actually. So what?
You like it.
What is the Global Knowledge Center?
Well, we were established in January to do knowledge management, and I guess for someone like me, I don't understand all the mathematical formulas that go into this, the hierarchies and the rest of it. So I sort of think of it as we have about 2,000 people in our organization, and they're distributed all over the world, and each of them knows a tremendous amount about their markets, about the procedures for doing business in certain places, about their industry, but a little of that information is available to share with anybody else unless you happen to know them and get in touch with them, which is not very efficient, especially when people these days want information in a hurry. They want it on their cell phones, they want it wherever they are, and it's just not very efficient to try to contact a person who you don't know. So what we're trying to do is figure out what people know, and then organize that information in a way that's accessible,
right,
not only to their colleagues, but to people in the business.
Out here on Main Street, we call that a knowledge base.
Exactly. And it is a knowledge base. And they're very difficult to build and develop because many organizations or the people in the organizations feel that this is their value. And if they make all that they know,
it's their intellectual property.
Exactly, right.
And let me say this: they're not being selfish in feeling that way. It's a natural reaction. Listen, I'll give you an example. When I give a speech, if I use a PowerPoint presentation, that's my intellectual property. I've had people say, "Can I have your slides?" And I've said, "Well, can I have the key to your warehouse?" I don't say that, but that's what I want to say, because that sounds right. That'd be smart, like a smart aleck. But the thing is, they're asking me for the key to my warehouse. So I don't blame people for feeling that way. But if they work for the government, they that's what they're supposed to do, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to share. And I don't think it diminishes their value, and certainly isn't going to lead to their being not needed anymore, because they're always learning new things. And there's the analysis, there's the judgment, there's the experience, there's things that you can't capture in a database.
Well, this is the thing that we've had to learn about the digital world. We used to think about something called cannibalization, where the further distribution of our stuff in multiple ways would diminish, would cannibalize the value and cannibalize any future opportunities. But the truth is, I've come to the conclusion that there is no such thing as, by now, there's no such thing as cannibalization, as you say. The ability for other people to learn more about you overrides your desire to keep what you know private.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And just as a very basic example, yesterday I was fooling with this database that we have developed where we're beginning to put all of this information. And someone called and said, I'm having this intellectual property issue. I think someone has stolen it from outside the country. Mm-hmm. They have pirated it. They have made my product elsewhere, and now they're shipping it back to the United States. How can I get some help? So I had just done some research on this a couple of weeks ago for somebody else, mm-hmm. but I couldn't remember what the organization right. was, and I was facing having to go back and do that all over again, which would have taken an hour right. or more. Instead, I went to this nifty little database, which is a Microsoft mm-hmm. product that yep. we were developing, and I was able to punch in some keywords. Up it came, and I was able to provide that information.
That's well, that's and there is a balance, though. We're gonna talk. Let's talk about that some more. I want to talk about the balance between sharing with other people for the right reasons, but also protecting your IP. We'll do that after these messages with Doug Barry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.